What's your reaction to 15 million people getting vaccinated in this space of time?
I think it's absolutely phenomenal. It's really fantastic. It's I think Boris said, you know, with a fair wind, this might be possible. But a lot of people thought it was fanciful, really, to expect 15 million of a population of 60 to be vaccinated. And it's the biggest NHS intervention of any sort, biggest public health push that we've ever had in the UK, and indeed many countries. It's their biggest ever kind of public health intervention, and it's really fantastic. I think it's a real testament to the teams up and down the country putting together something from scratch. You know, often using a completely new venue, doing a new process, reaching out to so many people that we've managed to do it.
Can you tell us what the atmosphere has been like at the New Morden Centre?
It's been really good. Yeah, it's been a lovely thing to be involved in, really. It's been a real team effort. So, well, first of all, we are a group of six doctor surgeries. Normally, we would be working as one doctor surgery in our own venue. So it's, you know, we've all been working as one. And then we've had a huge number of volunteers helping out, which have been a hugely significant part of the process. So it's really it's been a really warm atmosphere. We've all been really keen to be there. The patients coming in have been really, really keen and happy to be there. And many, many of them haven't been out for months and months. You know, particularly over those early days when we were vaccinating those who were, you know, over 90, over 80. And you know, an awful lot of them had been very strictly shielding for some of them nearly up to a year. You know, so they've I think a bit of trepidation coming out and coming to a big venue with a whole lot of people, but you know, they've met service with a smile. You know, we've been keen to have them there. They've been really, really pleased to be there. They've seen people they haven't seen for years. You know, maybe friends who live around the corner who were there at the same time. So they've been really happy to be there. We've been happy to be there, and it's been a really positive atmosphere.
What's being done to make the clinics safe for people to come in and get their vaccines?
Well, we thought about this, of course, right at the start. You know, in the middle of a pandemic, getting hundreds of people through a building all on the same day. You know, that clearly there's a worry there that could you be causing a problem. So we test every member of staff and every volunteer every morning, or you know, every day they come in and do a clinic and a shift with a COVID test to make sure that they are not inadvertently carrying COVID. We're all wearing protective equipment, so masks and visors, gloves, etc. And then we're obviously washing our hands regularly. We've got hand washing for every patient coming in. We're checking everyone's temperature as they come in as well. That's the patients. Socially distancing. So everything is kept as safe as it can possibly be. To try to avoid us spreading it during the clinic.
Have you spoken to any people who said that they were initially resistant to getting the vaccine? And what were their fears, and how did you assuage them? Is that the right word? Persuade them that it was fine?
Yeah, it's a good question. Yes, we had a number of people who are nervous about the whole idea of coming to a vaccine hub. Other people who are nervous about the idea of having a vaccine at all. I think there's a number of things that we can we are very confident in being able to say. One, that it's extremely safe. You know, it's been tested on tens of thousands of people in half a dozen countries all around the world. These are vaccines which are being used on millions and millions of people. So that really gives a lot of security and safety to people. You know, just in our New Malden hub, we've vaccinated just under 8,000 people. That's just in our local hub, and we've not had any major reactions, anyone with any serious health problems afterwards. So you know, that is really very reassuring. The other thing is that it's really found to be very effective. Again, on these trials last year all around the world. It reduces the risk of getting COVID by a huge amount. You know, that even with the first dose, we're finding, as we all know, everyone needs a second dose, and that will give everyone even more protection. But if we have, we all have this vaccine, it protects not only ourselves, but all the people around us. You know, so I think there's a really strong argument for this to be a really powerful thing for you to do for yourself, but also a powerful thing for you to do for your community, because it protects all the people around us. We all can be a link in the chain of this transmission.
Do you see any difference between the people who get the Pfizer and the Oxford vaccines, like in the after effects? Do you do both in New Morden?
We do, yeah. We have been given both on different days according to which ones we're delivered. I know that there's very little difference, actually. I mean, there are some people who are getting a sore arm afterwards. That's quite common. We've not particularly seen one vaccine give that more than the other vaccine. And similarly, some people are feeling a bit achy afterwards, a bit like some people describe with the flu jab. You know, they feel a bit under the weather for 24 hours, 36 hours. And that, again, we've seen that with both. And it doesn't seem to be something which is easy to predict. You know, some people do get a bit of that. Most people don't. And then a small handful in our thousands have had a fever, actually. So that's less common. But again, we've seen it with both for a day or two afterwards. So we haven't seen a particular difference in those kind of immediate after effects. And they've been mild, really, in everybody, apart from those handful who had a fever. But they, you know, that's gone as well. So I wouldn't say there's been a big difference in how people responded to one or the other.
That's very interesting. And finally, what have you learned about how to run an efficient vaccination centre? And what hurdles did you meet and overcome?
Yeah, thank you. Well, it's I've been living and breathing this, really, for the last, probably 6 weeks, even longer possibly. A number of things. Clearly, we've got a clear goal in how to in what we're trying to do. You know, so that helps. Everyone's got a very clear kind of vision as to what they want to achieve. We've got a great team. You know, that's been vital all the way through. This is not something that anyone can do on their own. So it's been a great team on the staffing front. Volunteering Kingston have been fantastic, helping us with volunteering side of things. It's been a big community effort. You know, we are doing this for our community, and we're doing this in the heart of our community. So it's something which we are really doing in a big team alongside others. And then communication, because it's been quite a complex process. You know, we're doing something that is a bit different from anything we've done before. We're all learning as we go. The actual vaccines themselves need to be handled in a very special kind of way. So there was quite a rigorous kind of inspection program before we were allowed to get started. So that was all very clear. The rules kept changing, particularly early on. You know, as we learned more about the vaccine in terms of how it had to be handled in the fridge and in the pharmacy kind of process behind the scenes. So we had to be very clear on keeping up to date on everything, which we did. So I think those three things, really, having a clear goal, a great team, and really good communication between everyone on the team.
Interesting. Thank you very much for speaking to me. That's everything I wanted to ask. Is there anything else you'd like to mention?
We're getting on really well. As I've said, we've done just under 8,000 jabs. We've offered the vaccine to everyone who's 70 or above, and now we've offered the vaccine to virtually everyone who's 65 to 70. And we are now working our way down to those who've got some underlying health conditions, who are a bit younger, so between 16 and 64. Who've got things like diabetes, severe asthma, emphysema. So we'll be getting in touch with people over the next week or two. And I really do encourage people to take up our offer. You know, as I've said, it's really safe, really effective, and it's going to protect you against what's still killing people, you know, up and down the country. It's the numbers are looking better, as we've all seen on the news, but it's still a really serious condition and it's still limiting our lives. So I do implore you to take it up. If you've got questions, you know, we're all very keen to talk to you about it, about any questions you've got. Your GP or your nurse would be really very happy to talk through things. We've got bits of literature, information to share. So just get in touch and we'd be very keen to vaccinate you.